This is the All Day Ruckoff Podcast, episode number 15. Welcome to the All Day Ruckoff Podcast, episode number 15. This is your host, Brian, and I wanted to thank you so much for tuning in. We truly hope you enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to check out our previous episodes as well. The All Day Ruckoff Podcast includes interviews, answers questions, and provides updates on the rucking community. In this episode, I interview Cadre Josh, aka Cadre Rooney, about how he found GoRuck, where his nickname came from, and then we dive into the custom fundraiser GoRuck event he runs called Snowdrop. Rooney hails from Wisconsin, which is where my family's from, so it's always great to chat with him. In this episode, we reference Spotted Cow, which, for those who don't know, is a beer that you can only buy in Wisconsin. Before we get started, I wanted to run through the recent reviews and announcements. First off, a huge thank you to TB for the recent 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. They said they are an avid podcast listener and follow a variety of podcasts. They really love what Brian has done with bringing the community of GRTs together with an avenue to connect. Loved every episode they've heard so far, and keep it up. Man, that really means a lot to me. I've wanted to start this podcast for a while, but always put it off because I either didn't have the equipment or didn't like the sound of my voice. I finally sucked it up, started the podcast, and reading reviews like that tell me that this was definitely worth it. Thank you, TB. Our announcement for the week is that the registration for the next Charity Challenges event is open. For those who don't know, Charity Challenges is a project that I started with Kirk, aka Metal Forger, where we run virtual events and donate 100% of the net proceeds to charity. The next event starts on October 1st and is the Flutter Kick Challenge. So if you're interested in Flutter Kicks and interested in supporting the Green Beret Foundation and Team RWB, please check out charitychallenges.org. So far, through our events, we have been able to raise and donate over $75,000, which is awesome, but we don't want to stop there. We want to keep going with it. That's it for the announcements. Now, let's get into the interview with Cadre Rooney. So I'm here talking with GoRuck Cadre Josh Hass, aka Cadre Rooney. Before we get started with how you got involved with GoRuck and the Snowdrop line of events, let's talk quickly about your nickname. Where did Rooney come from?
Rooney came from my grandmother. I was the oldest grandson, and she used to always call me Joshua Rooney. And my aunts and uncles and eventually cousins picked up on it. It got shortened to Rooney, and I was just Rooney from when I was a toddler all the way up until currently. My aunts and uncles, grandmother still call me Rooney, so I guess it's stuck.
And now the entire GoRuck community calls you Rooney too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so when I first became Cadre, there was already a Cadre Josh, and I didn't want to be, you know, Cadre Josh the second or anything like that. So I went with nickname I've always had, and it kind of stuck. It does confuse people because a lot of folks are like, oh, is that your last name? But just a nickname that my grandmother gave me, and I went with it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think Cadre Rooney is definitely better than Cadre Josh number two.
Yeah, absolutely.
So speaking of GoRuck, how did you first hear about GoRuck?
I first heard about GoRuck over 3.5 years ago, I guess it's been now. One of my friends that I met through CrossFit was asking me if I'd ever heard of it, and if I would do it with him. And I asked, you know, well, what is it? And he explained it to me. And I had just gotten off active duty, and I kind of looked at him like, you want me to pay to go do what I've been doing my entire active duty career? I think I'm going to take a hard pass on that. And he was really into it. And I told him I would, you know, put on some miles, with him while he trained for his first event, and he was excited about it. And then Goruck had a promotion going on. I think it was called the Buddy Pass, where it was a buy one, get one free. And he's like, hey, I paid for the event in Milwaukee. That's on the Buddy Pass. I'd really like for you to do it with me. It's not going to cost you anything. And I caved in and said, all right, I'll do it. The event date came, and my youngest son was really, really sick. And I decided that I was going to take a pass on going to do the event because I didn't want to be gone while my son had a fever that was right on the borderline of him going into the hospital. So I didn't go, woke up in the morning, and my son was magically A-okay. The fever had broke overnight, and my friend went and got his patch. He became anointed as a GRT, and I had a credit. And then that following September 11th, some friends from the local police department SWAT team were going down to do the 9/11 light in Chicago. So I cashed my credit to do that. And it was at that event 3 years ago, just 3 years ago, that I met Brian Squared, Cadre Logan, and my first exposure to Goruck. Had an awesome time. Had a friend come up from St. Louis who was a former sister from the 101st, and he's a SWAT team leader down in St. Louis. So he came up and we did it together, and we had fun, but I had to see what Goruck was about, because I thought, you know, this is the light. I need to see what the tough's about. So on the drive from Chicago back home to Wisconsin, I signed up for a tough in December in Milwaukee, which is probably a bunch of bad decisions all rolled into one. And it was Kadri and Mickey. And I met Mickey there, had an awesome event. We got to talking, and I put in my application to become a cadre, and here I am, just crossed the 2-year threshold as a cadre.
That's awesome. So completed one light,
yep.
Then one tough.
Yep. And then after the tough, before I got hired, like, well, I've got the tough and the light under my belt. Let's see what the heavy is all about. And signed up for Memorial Day Heavy in Chicago. And that's where I met Flash and Jason Jay. Did the Memorial Day Heavy in Chicago, and shortly after that is when I got a phone call from Garrett Noonan that said, hey, been hearing some good things. Let's see about getting you on board. Here we are.
That's awesome. And you're still doing events.
Yeah. I enjoy the heck out of the community, and I love everything about it. I had an epiphany at an event where we're in the welcome party, and one of my good friends told me after the event, he said, hey, if it would have been anybody else's cadre, I probably would have quit at the welcome party because that was pretty brutal. And I thought to myself, you know, it's pretty easy for me to stand here on the beach and tell these guys to front back go and, you know, roll right, roll left and all that fun stuff. It's easy to kind of lose touch with the emotions and struggles that the GRT are going through while they're participating in the event. So I promised myself that I would do at least one event per year, just to kind of keep my roots and, you know, understand what everyone's going through during these events, so I don't lose focus about what they're going through and that sort of thing. So, and I've exceeded that one event per year thing, and it's easy to do because we all know how fun it is.
Absolutely. So speaking of being a cadre for Goruck and running events, what are your favorite events to run?
My favorite events to run, I'd say just the standard tough is a lot of fun. I think the ones that I get the most out of, believe it or not, are the lights, because you get a lot of people who are kind of dipping their toe into the Goruck pond, and they're not sure what it's about. They're not sure about their ability level and if they can do it. And when you show them their ability and that they can do it, and that light bulb goes on over their head, that for me is really rewarding. I mean, you see it at all the events, but at the light, you have a much broader base of ability level, fitness level, and that sort of thing. And when you show people the value of teamwork and, you know, DFQ and that sort of thing, and show them what they have inside, and when they realize that, they realize at that point that there's probably a bunch of other stuff that they've never tried or even thought about attempting, because they've always believed they haven't had the ability, and now they realize that, you know what, maybe I do have the ability, and what else can I do than I ever thought I could do? And that's what's really awesome for me.
That is awesome.
Scavengers, of course, are also a lot of fun too.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with those.
No, absolutely not.
So all GORUCK Special Operations cadre clearly need to have a military background. Can you elaborate a little bit on yours?
Absolutely. I did 8 years active duty with the 75th Ranger Regiment. I had 7 deployments, 1 to Iraq, the rest were all to Afghanistan. Served in various roles and capacities while I was part of the regiment. The last 4 years I was in the regimental reconnaissance company, 6-man reconnaissance team. And that was some of the best memories I have from my time on active duty. Got off active duty in 2012, moved from Fort Benning back to Wisconsin, moved back home. Just kind of took a break from the military. Really missed the brotherhood and camaraderie and, you know, shared sense of purpose that the military offered. And ended up joining the Wisconsin National Guard. And I've been in the National Guard for almost 3 years now. Currently a platoon sergeant of a light infantry company, or platoon. And recently, we were activated. I was actually in Chicago getting ready to start the 9/11 heavy. And I received a phone call that said, hey, you are effectively on orders for Hurricane Irma relief. We need you to report tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. And I'm like, well, I'm in Chicago. I'm running this thing. I can't get back till Sunday. So they decided to let me report on Sunday. So I worked with Cadre Chad, ran the heavy, then ran the tough, put on a pretty good welcome party for those guys, and then went straight from North Avenue Beach back home, grabbed my gear, and reported in to my unit. We deployed down to Florida, and we're down there for just over a week and helped out the people down there get back up on their feet, recover from Hurricane Irma. Got back here to Wisconsin on Monday, was it? Sunday, yeah, I got to watch the Packers. So I got back on Sunday, got cracked on Snowdrop again.
That's wild. That's truly amazing. So,
yeah, it was a pretty busy 10 days.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it if I didn't like it. And I definitely have a sense of, you know, serving, helping out the community, and just being part of something that's bigger than me. You know, and that's what service is for me.
Thank you so much for both your service and for continuing to serve. Let's talk a little bit about your custom event, Snowdrop. Where did the idea for Snowdrop come from?
So when I first became a cadre, I wanted to do every event I could. I wanted to get out there and meet as many people as possible, but I also wanted to kind of showcase the area that I live in, Wisconsin. It's a great community, tons of stuff to do here, and I think it's a great city to host events. So I decided I wanted to do a custom here just to kind of bring people here and maybe drum up some interest in the community in general. And if I was going to do that, why not try to raise some money? And the local police department was really involved with Snowdrop Foundation, which is a pediatric cancer nonprofit. And I was like, you know what? I don't know what I would ever do if I found out that my boys had cancer, and I hope I never find out, but I want to do everything I can to help the families and the kids that are suffering because of it. So I put Snowdrop as a benefactor and ran the first event 3 years ago, so 2015 it would have been, and we raised just under $1,000. Didn't have huge numbers, didn't have a lot of like third party, if you will, fundraising going on. We covered the cost and raised a little bit of money. And then as I gained experience and kind of looked at other customs to see what they were doing, the ideas started to populate in my head, if you will. And last year we did the second Snowdrop and we were able to raise just under 8,000. And that was a large part to efforts of GRTs that wanted to help contribute. So we raised money to get me a Pikachu costume. We raised money to get me to wear a Chicago Bears jersey after the event at the post-event party, which was humiliating.
They must have raised a lot for that.
Yeah, they did. They actually raised enough money to get me to participate in the Joe Warner Break Heavy. And unfortunately, for those that helped get me to that level, I wasn't able to participate last year because I had to work an event, and I still owe the community a Joe Warner appearance. So that is still on the table. I don't know if I can commit to this year or not, but we'll see. Now this year, instead of just doing a light, we added in a Tufts and a Scavenger. And we are on pace right now to come in right around 10 grand after all the costs are covered for planning the event.
Congratulations.
Et cetera. Yeah, so we're on pace for 10 grand. And a lot of that, again, is due to the efforts of the GRTs that have helped me with creating raffles. I think I'm going to be carrying a big concrete yellow crayon during the event instead of a Pikachu costume. And yeah, what else? Something else going on. Oh, yeah, we're doing a big raffle for calling it the Uber Ruck. So the raffle is going to be for a GR1 that comes with a donated Kydex frame sheet from Ruck Customs, a donated Shaddox Tactical plate pouch, some company All Day Ruck Off donated a ruck handle, as well as some patches and a tack hat. So it's all going to go into this Uber Ruck raffle. And we got a bunch of other stuff that we're going to pull winners for after the ruck's pulled. So we got some knives donated, other patches, t-shirts, etc. So it's going to be a pretty awesome raffle, and hope to get that posted here today. Wednesday, it's a good high traffic day for the tough page. So I think I'm going to roll it out today.
Sure is. So speaking of the location for the event, this occurs in Appleton, Wisconsin. That's correct?
Yep, that's right. So the Appleton area is called the Fox Valley. And there's 8 different cities that comprise the Fox Valley. Appleton's kind of the hub and everything branches off of it. So first year, we did it on the east side of Appleton. Last year, we did it in the town called Kimberly, and this year we're going back to Appleton, but we're going to cover different terrain. So the idea being that we're going to have it in Appleton or the Fox Cities, but we're going to explore different areas every year so that people aren't seeing the same old stuff every time they come here. We've got a lot of repeat offenders that have done every event coming back, so just want to give them a different taste of the area every time they come.
And for those who aren't familiar with Wisconsin, Appleton's not the biggest city. It's not the destination city for Wisconsin. So it's pretty exciting that all of these people are traveling in to Appleton just for your event.
Yeah. Last year we had people from Phoenix, New York City, and then all the big cities in the Midwest. So Minneapolis, St. Paul, Iowa. We had some folks coming from Iowa, Chicago, of course, as well as Milwaukee, Indianapolis. So the Team Ninja crew showed up in force last year. They're coming back. Got some representatives from the Cleveland area Ruck and Cluck crew coming in. The same standard folks from the Minnesota Ruck Club are coming. We got a gentleman coming from New York City, another one coming from Alabama, and the very first person to sign up for the event, all 3 events, he's coming from Japan. So I think it's pretty badass that there's somebody that's going to travel to Appleton, Wisconsin from Japan to help raise money for Snowdrop Foundation and have a good time, as GRTs know how to do.
That's amazing. That's quite the trip.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Pretty significant outlay for that person financially. And, you know, it's hard to do, but it, you know, kind of left me speechless that someone would do all that to support and help raise money for Snowdrop Foundation.
So after you completed the first Snowdrop event back in 2015, did you know that you wanted to make this a yearly series, or did it take some time before you realized you wanted to bring it back again year over year?
After the initial event, kind of took a week to let it all kind of sink in, and you know, did a lot of looking back on, hey, what could we have done better? And got a lot of feedback from GRTs that had completed it. You know, as I had said, I was pretty new cadre at the time, really kind of a baptism by fire, if you will, and took a lot of the suggestions to heart and really started to get the wheels turning for how can we do it better next time? Because I know we could definitely blow it out of the water. So about a month after the first one was over, I reached back out to my contacts at Snowdrop. I'm like, hey, I want to do this again and I want to do it better. And after last year's success and the feedback I got, it became evident to me that it needed to be a yearly thing.
Very nice. So speaking of this year now, what are you most excited for about this event this coming year?
I'm excited for the Tough because it'll be the first time there's been a Tough in Appleton. There's lots of varying terrain and, of course, water with the Fexer running right through the city. But I think the thing that I'm most excited about is the fact that we're going to be playing knockerball during the light. So if you've ever seen those guys trying to play soccer while they're inside those big clear bubbles, we're going to be integrating that into the light in some form or fashion. So should have some pretty good pictures and video footage from that.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, the scavenger. The scavenger will be fun as well. So
very cool. And so the Tough is Friday night, which is going to be October 6th. The light is Saturday during the day, and the scavenger is the following day?
The scavenger will follow the light. So if you're doing the light and the scavenger, you're going to have a pretty busy GORUCK day. Starting the light in the morning, and after that concludes, the end point is very close to the start point for the scavenger. So once the light's over, give people a chance to shower and clean themselves up if they so choose, and then get the scavenger kicked off, and it'll end, I want to say, 7 o'clock on Saturday night, and then probably stay downtown or whatever and see what Appleton has to offer for nightlife, and then Sunday morning we'll go and get our omelets and Bloody Marys.
Sounds perfect. Sounds like the ideal GRT weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Some people that are coming in a day early, we're going to take them out to a good old Wisconsin supper club, show them what that's all about, show them what a real old-fashioned tastes like, maybe teach them how to play bar dice or something like that. The idea is I just want to give people a real good taste of the culture and the people that basically I grew up with and grew up around. And I think the people here are like the salt of the earth and know how to work hard and play hard, and that's what it's all about.
I love it. That's awesome. So do you think Spotted Cow is going to make an appearance here?
Spotted Cow is always an integral part of Snowdrop. So one way or the other, Spotted Cow is going to get worked into the event.
Perfect. And I have to thank you for getting cadre Danny Stokes to pick up Spotted Cow and bring it back to Seattle, because I was able to enjoy some of it down at his house. And usually I only get it on my trips back to Wisconsin. So it was quite the treat. So thank you, Rooney.
Yeah, you're welcome. I wasn't able to meet up with him in St. Paul for the Capitol tour. I was at a military course and I had some people bring in some Spotted Cow and I wasn't there, and they gave it to him and it made its way in your hands. So sure, it was a welcome treat for you.
Sure was. So is there anything else that you want to promote about the Snowdrop 2017 event?
The biggest thing that I just want to say regarding Snowdrop is thank you to the community for all your support. Thank you to the GRTs that give up some of their free time to help me out with the fundraising efforts, and all of them that travel to come do this event. And then a big thank you to all the companies and folks that donate product, like All Day Ruck Off and, you know, Shaddock's Tactical and Ruck Customs, helping put together a pretty awesome raffle package. to raise money. Snorted Up wouldn't be anything without the community and the people that pitch in to give me a hand with setting it up and running it. So just a big thank you to everybody.
Well, I can say, at least from All Day Rock Off, I'm more than happy to support in any way I can. And I'm sure the other companies feel the same way too. So thank you for giving us the opportunity to support you, because we appreciate that.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate you having me on here to promote Snowdrop.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kadri Rooney, for taking the time to talk with me about your military experience, how you found GoRuck, your GoRuck experience, and this incredible custom event that you've set up and run for the third year now in Appleton, Wisconsin. Thank you for taking the time. I know you're an incredibly busy guy, and I truly appreciate this.
Oh, thanks a lot for having me. I appreciate you giving me a platform. And as always, Rangers lead the way.
Thank you so much for listening to the All Day Rock Off podcast. To learn more about GoRuck Snowdrop and to get links to everything we talked about during the show, please visit the show notes at alldayrockoff.com/podcast/episode-015. To learn more about All Day Rock Off, you can visit us at alldayrockoff.com. Did you enjoy the show? We would love a review on Apple Podcasts or even our Facebook page. Think we can do something better? Send an email directly to me at brian@alldayrockoff.com, as I am always looking for ways to improve the show. Don't forget to check out charitychallenges.org for the Flutter Kick Challenge and to help us raise some more money for those two incredible charities, the Green Beret Foundation and Team Arted UV. If you want to support the podcast, you can always go to alldayrockoff.com/store and place an order there. We really appreciate it, and it helps keep the lights on. Thank you so much again, and remember, attitude is everything, keep yours positive, and drink hard, rock harder.